Radio.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Your mic is on.
Hi, welcome to the Dr. Wilson Club Show with Holly Wilson, co-host on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. You can call us at 866-606-8255. You can also go to Dr. Nick's website at www.drnicklove.com. That is www.drnicklove.com. We have a very good show for you today. We are talking about body image and how it affects us on a daily basis. This past weekend was Memorial Day, which was a very lovely three-day weekend.
Are you sure this is a good topic for everybody?
I know
it wouldn't be a good topic for me right now.
I don't know if it's a good topic, but I think it's a very controversial topic, which is why I like it. It is Memorial Day weekend, obviously. A lot of people were out and about having barbecues, beach days, all that type of stuff. And with that comes very little clothing, if not bikinis.
So okay, now you're painting a different image.
Well, that's
not what Memorial Day is about.
It is not, but that's what it's kind of come down to a little bit, getting together with friends and family, and everyone's celebrating, and if it's warm, you're going to be in small clothing. Yes, we live in LA, so there isn't, you know, it's not that cold. It has been colder than normal right now that it's May. And I'm calling it May gloom. It's just, it hasn't been warm. And last year at this time, we were in Palm Springs for my friend's birthday party. And we literally were out by the pool, drinking all weekend, hanging out. And this year, I think it got to like high of 69 by the water where we were yesterday. We were down by the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. And I actually had on a full-on sweater yesterday.
Well, I was in Rancho Mirage, and I can tell you, it was not in the 60s. It was in the 90s. Clear, sunny.
And that's in Palm Springs, for those who don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same area.
Okay. And what were you doing out there?
Well, I wasn't by the pool. I was actually working hard on the golf course. And for me, golfing is hard work. So I put in my two rounds, and I think I'm done for the next 2 months.
Wow.
Maybe even three.
I've actually only played golf once in my entire life. We have a lot of golf courses in Maine where I grew up. But honestly, I just never really got into it. I found it being a little bit boring, I guess is the word I would use. I know there's a lot of technique to it. It's not boring for people who like it.
You have to look at it as hide and seek.
Okay.
And you hit the ball, and then you look for it. And unless you're really good and it's right in the middle, it's fun looking for your ball. You never know what bush it's going to hide.
That's pretty funny. But it is funny because when we were down there, we kind of did a little bit of bar hopping around all the beaches. So we started in Marina, and then we went to Santa Monica, had some lunch, and then we went to Abbot Kinney, and then had some drinks later that evening. And so we kind of did all that. And it's funny to me because we were surrounded by so many people who, to me, I'm backtracking for a second. So I call them the millennials, the ones that were, you know, are obsessed with technology. I think I was born a little bit before that. And the thing that I love about my friends.
2 minutes?
Yeah. The thing that I love about my friends is when we're together, we don't have our phones out. We're not on internet, we're not on Facebook or Instagram or any of those type of things. We're actually engaging in each other and having a conversation and not stopping every 2 seconds to take a picture of our food or whatever is going on around us. And the one thing that I was noticing is that all these younger children or, you know, high schoolers or whatnot are all stopping and just taking constant pictures, constant selfies, as everyone's calling them. I don't take many of them, if ever, because I hate it. But I think it's one of those things in this day in life where I think people have forgotten how to interact with each other on a daily basis. And I think technology, even though it's great, is also not allowing us to have that connection anymore. And it bothers me. I actually want to go over and take the phone out of their hands and be like, talk to your friends. Take in this moment that's going on.
You know, the amazing thing is you see people, and it sounds like a total cliche. Unfortunately, it's 100% true.
Yes.
You go to any of the malls, Century City Mall here, it's an open-air mall. You see three people sitting at a bench, teenagers, and they're on their phones, and they're actually texting each other.
Yes.
And they're sitting next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't talk.
I know.
And how about, like, looking at someone instead of sending a selfie to them and they're right walking around with you? And that happens all the time.
But that's what's causing, I think, so people talking about other people having social anxiety and not being able to connect with other people. I think that's what social media is starting to do. And the other thing that I'm noticing is when they are taking these pictures and these selfies, there's all these apps now where you can literally airbrush your pictures. You can have false light on your camera that when you take your pictures, it makes it look like you're at like a Photoshop, like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a photography session or whatnot, like a professional one, where like different lights will go off on your phone to give you better lighting. And,
oh, wow.
And I know that
I'm learning all kinds of good things here.
I mean, I guess it's good, but I think it's also bad because you've got people who are going through Instagram and all these pictures and Facebook and thinking that this is what people look like on a day-to-day basis, and it's not. A lot of it is these apps are allowing you to airbrush your pictures, your body, your face, your pores, your skin, your hair, everything, and it's not reality. And if I was younger and not have the confidence
over the hill.
Over the hill.
We won't mention how old you are, but certainly 30 hasn't been quite in your sights yet. So, but since you're really this old.
Yes.
You're over the hill and you hardly know how to use this technology.
Exactly. But I don't use any of those type of things because I know that it's not something that's a positive outlook for especially the younger generation because that's not what's important. Who cares if your hair or your face or something looks whatever? Like, it's not enough now that we have 20,000 different filters that you can edit your pictures on every single different type of format. But now they've got to add all these apps onto Photoshopping. Because I know everyone's doing all the celebrities, all the movie stars. Like, they all have these apps and they talk about it.
Well, magazines started it by airbrushing everything. So, yes, of course, everybody wants to look good. And if they can do it, why can't I? The issue is, I think we all become very uncomfortable with who we are.
Right.
And only a changed image, one that we airbrush and send to someone else, is acceptable. And even if we're sitting next to them, we're sending kind of a better version of ourselves to them to look at this photo and not look at us.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a false image.
Right.
And I think that's what's causing so many of the children now to have such horrible self-esteem and thinking that these are the things that are important instead of, you know, reading and going to class and talking to each other and making personal connections and conversations and learning about life versus constantly being on your phone or your computer, editing, doctoring, fixing up whatever image is being out there. And do you also know that on Facebook, that once you put a picture up, you no longer own it?
Oh, yeah.
Facebook owns it.
Of course.
And so people but kids don't understand this. People aren't understanding that sometimes.
Well, that's a whole different conversation. And when it comes to privacy and teenagers, or a lot of adults too, the things you put up there, I'm not sure there's always that much thought involved. For me, the more important thing is...
2 minutes.
I'm very much about the immediate response. And communication is more than just what you say in words. I have to say, I hate emails. You can never get in an email. Yes, you're documenting it, but you never get what a person really means to say. It's all in the tone of voice, mm-hmm. in the pauses, how they say it. And even a phone is not as good as having a communication in person. So you read their body language. And what you express is so much more than what's on words. And in a text, with some abbreviations. You end up speaking in syllables. And that just is very difficult for me to get a feel for what someone really feels and what they want to say and really what they mean.
No, I agree. And that's why I think sometimes with the pictures and images and everything that we're seeing out there right now, especially on social media, which don't get me going on that topic because I have a whole theory on social media. But
here you have an older guy. I wasn't going to say an old guy.
Okay.
And an old soul.
Okay.
Obviously, you're very young. But it's a very different way of communicating.
It is.
That's the issue. And I think we're not used
30
to
seconds.
It as well.
Right, and I agree. But we will keep talking about that when we get back. On the Dr. Nick Nikoloff Show with your co-host, Holly Rokes. And when we get back, we will be talking more about body image and how it affects us, along with getting into your perfect bikini body shape for the summer and the hot weather to come. Join us when we get back.
You're clear. That was it.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Your mic is on.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Love Show with your co-host, Holly Rooks. And we are on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and we are talking about bikini season, the dreaded
My favorite season. I don't dread it at all.
I dread it. I hate it, actually.
See, isn't that horrible?
That men and women feel so differently about it?
Yeah.
Yes. But it's obviously, I mean, understandable because, okay, I'm sorry, but a bikini is what, three small patches of fabric, really, when you look it down.
Well, it depends what you want to wear.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I haven't worn a one piece since I was like 10 years old. But a bikini is very small, and it doesn't really leave much for the imagination. And it doesn't leave much room for your body to have too much swag going on anywhere. But I am going to say, I think it's one of those things where you have to prep ahead of time. It's not something that you can get into shape right away.
So you're telling me I'm way too late for this.
No, it's still only the end of May, almost June. You still have like a good 3 weeks before you would necessarily have to put on a bathing suit. So if you started now and you're really strict, but I've been starting for about a month already. So I've been working out and going to the gym and trying to eat right. But what's crazy is that I didn't realize how, especially in LA, how very specific we are about our bodies, because I think we all my friends and I look really good. We're all healthy. We all exercise. We go on hikes together. We go swimming, and we're constantly keeping each other in check. But out here, I don't even feel like that's enough. I feel like the image that we're getting on a day-to-day basis, like yesterday when we were on Abby Kinney, I'm not going to mention any names, but I did see a few celebrities, and they just had babies, and the babies were with them and whatnot, and they looked beautiful, but they're thinner than I am. And I'm like, how is that possible? Like, I literally can't grasp my head around it.
But it's their job.
It is, but it's my job too. I have to look that good.
Well,
I did not
you
have...
look pretty thin. You look pretty good. I'll vouch for that.
Okay.
I'll go on the air and say, I promise you look really good, and you're one of those people that others look at and say, well, I'm not going to use the words, but maybe not so kind words, and
okay.
I can't believe she's complaining.
I'm not complaining. What I'm saying is that I know how hard I work to keep my body in its shape, but I'm seeing these women who are older than me who just had a baby who are thinner and still look very, very good. It baffles me because I can't imagine having to work even harder to be able to maintain this. And really, is it for everyone else or is it for us? It should be for us, but I feel like out here in La La Land that we are constantly doing it for everybody else.
You know the whole thing, you can never be too thin in LA. Well, I do disagree with that.
I do too.
And I'm not sure being that thin looks good.
I don't think so either, but unfortunately, like being in front of the camera, you have to be that thin.
But I see we have Jenna waiting patiently.
Okay, Jenna, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're very good.
We're doing fantastic. I'm trying to save my lovely co-host here from fully describing how she looks in a bathing suit. and why she looks so horrible, because I'm not buying any of it. But maybe she hides it well.
I'm a good hider.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, Jenna, how can we help you?
In a swimsuit. It's me who could really describe to you the atrocity that happens when I get on the beach.
Well, people just run after you and you can't get away from them? That is rather annoying.
I wish that was
the
situation, Dr. Nick, but it ain't.
I very seriously doubt it. You have a lovely voice. But tell me what bothers you. What exactly bothers you about the way you look?
Well, I have what I like to call a droopy derriere, and let me just paint the picture for you. I have been trying to find the right kinds of swimsuits to help cover this situation I have going on in the backside area, because there's nothing I can do to fix it, Dr. Nick. I can do squats all day. I can eat healthy. I can do the whole kale diet, whatever that's going on right now. Nothing helps. And Holly, you were just saying we still have 3 weeks until we have to get in a swimsuit, but I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm getting really concerned.
Don't be concerned. Number one, I very seriously doubt that you look nearly as bad as you're describing it. And my instincts, if they're correct, generally the better you look, the more judgmental you are about yourself, the harsher you are, and the more those little things that are not quite perfect bother you. So I'm sure that being on the beach and enjoying it is not going to be a problem. You're going there to have fun. You're going there to just enjoy the moment, the fresh air, the water, the sand, the sun. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, that's their problem. Who cares? At least that's my attitude. And maybe it has to be. It's by necessity. But if some of the things are not quite perfect, and yes, you want to see, can you get some help? How old are you?
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. I doubt things are drooping that much. Are you? Have you lost a lot of weight? What is going on in your life? Have you had a lot of weight change?
I just had a baby about 8 months ago, so I'm in that post baby phase right now.
I've
definitely lost the majority of the baby weight, but I'm still working on it, still getting there.
Well, a lot of it, and again, I don't mean to play psychologist, but you're probably a little more unsure about your body, and you feel like, well, I'm not the person I used to be. It's sort of, I don't look the same as I looked before having the baby.
Those concerns definitely come up.
Yeah, so a lot of this is emotional, and you can't let emotions get in the way. And Holly is kicking me here, saying, I have a point, let me speak. Go ahead.
I'm just interjecting in that I understand I have not had a baby or what it's like to have to come back from that. But I do have a couple of tips that I have been seeing and reading about, which is the old school kind of 1920s bathing suit styles are starting to come back. And I know that they have a little bit more coverage in the back and in the front, and they have a little bit more support. So that is an option, along with some of those really cute sarongs that you can buy at the store that you can just wrap around your mid-waist. So it's fashionable, but it can also make you feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah. And so, and the thing is no one's going to think that you're hiding anything because it's going through, it's fashionable. So therefore, it's not like you're hiding anything.
It's funny that actually I'm in the process of finishing up a book. That's why maybe you could tell I'm rather passionate about women and what they go through after a pregnancy. Some of the changes that happen during pregnancy, the emotional changes, as well as the physical ones. And certainly having a mommy makeover book where a woman can read and find out that they're not the only one going through this would be helpful.
Thank you, Jenna, for calling. And you are listening to the Dr. Nick Nikoloff Show with your co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. When we return, we will still continue to talk about body image along with bathing suits and what's too young to start being so self-obsessed with your body. Thanks, and we'll talk to you when we get back.
You're clear.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. California is allowing water agencies to set their own restrictions. But what does that mean for the state's lawns, parks, and other green space? Chris Kaiser is president and CEO of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, or OPEI.
We need to get smarter about our landscapes, what we plant, right place, how we water, when we water. It needs to be appropriate. Southern California is very different from the Northern California. Keep a living landscape, but one that is climate appropriate.
Kaiser says there are drought-responsible options that ensure families can still have a living landscape. Good news for those who want the very real health benefits from living, growing plants, grass, and trees.
You can have a lawn, but you have to have the right lawn. There are a lot of grasses that you can use in California. Bermuda grass, nearly indestructible. Once it's established, it doesn't really need much supplemental water, if any. It will survive California. It will survive the kids, the dogs. We're here to say, get smart, be drought and environment appropriate.
For more information, go to OPEI.org. Now you're in the know from the OPEI.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Your mic is on.
It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I wanted to be.
With Beverly Hills number one top plastic surgeon, Nicholas, how are you? We are back, and we are talking about bathing suits, bikini bodies, and post-baby looks, I guess. I think I cut you off on the last segment, so I think you had a little bit more you wanted to say to Jenna.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
Used to me cutting you off.
Remember, I'm married. I'm used to this.
Yeah. Oh,
I get cut off all the time.
Good man. So, I think Jenna was talking about how she just had a baby about 8 months ago, and she's having a little bit of trouble getting some of her problem areas tightened back to how she wants to look again. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about that to her?
Well, first, the song, the intro to this segment basically says it all. And I don't know who has listened to the words, but it basically tells you we just won't eat. And if you don't eat, you get very thin and gets rid of a lot of problems. No, that's not medical advice.
No.
And that is not what I'm suggesting. But it's interesting, the choice of songs. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great. So thank you for choosing that one. Anyway, if you have a baby, you go through an emotional kind of period. Mm-hmm. Most women that have gone through that, I think, remember it well. And you doubt a little bit your body. It has changed. You're no longer who you were prior to the pregnancy. And yes, you'll get back there, I promise. But it's a tough time. So what can you do? And there are several things that can happen, and Jenna was very kind to share the things that trouble her. But generally, it's not the buttocks that get droopier after pregnancy. If anything, that just may bother you in most cases because it may have bothered you before, but it's not something that generally changes as a result of pregnancy. But you tend to be very hypercritical. Mm-hmm. And nothing is good because it feels like everything is just off. The things that are more likely to happen is you get some loose skin on the abdomen. It's kind of protruding a little more because the muscles have stretched. The skin may be a little bit looser, so you feel like you no longer have that beach body that you used to have. And yeah, occasionally the breasts get a little bit deflated. Kids tend to do that. And maybe the breasts get a little droopier. So the buttocks are not generally the problem. But if that is an issue, there are several things. Working out does help. But if that doesn't help, depending on proportions, yes, you can put in a little bit of fat. Injections of fat that can lift up the buttocks and give a better shape. And if you had that even before the pregnancy, certain pregnancy didn't give you a better shape. You can improve the shape of your buttocks. In most cases, wait until you just feel better about yourself altogether before taking any drastic measures. No reason to rush.
What about, because I know that one of my friends from back home, she just had her second baby, and she was telling me how the second time around, her pregnancy, her body has taken a different toll, and that her muscles and her stomach have become looser quite faster, and the baby is also sitting higher instead of lower in her belly, and she's also just gaining weight faster than she did on her first pregnancy. And she used to be a double D, and now she's like almost an A from after having her first baby, and she hasn't gotten her boobs back. So for someone like her, where like she's used to having bigger breasts, and after she has the second baby, would you sit, and she's not planning on having any more kids, would you suggest for her to have breast implants? Like, would you think that's, if she wanted her breast back, is there, because obviously, like, your boobs are going to stretch and fall a little bit after having babies.
That's a whole book.
I know. I know.
We don't have that much, but I'll try to give you the brief version of it. First, with the breasts, it's very simple. If you don't have volume, there are a few ways to replace it, and the most common way is putting a breast implant in.
Okay.
That will give you volume and nothing else. It does not give you a lift. In most cases, you're not going to go that huge to get any significant lift out of it.
Really? Even if it's like stretching and pulling up?
It's not as much as you think.
Okay.
Now, a lot of it is a miscommunication occasionally on what you consider a droopy breast. And if a breast is just deflated, but the nipple is not pointing down,
mm-hmm.
it's still above the fold under the breast.
Right.
The breasts are deflated, but they're not really droopy. And an implant is perfect.
Okay.
If the nipple skin is stretched, nipple is pointing down, or it's lower than the fold, you feel like it really doesn't look good, then first you may need an implant to add volume. And second, you may need to lift that nipple. And there are various forms of lifts depending on the amount of lifting that you desire, your tolerance for scars, and what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. So then but there are two different things. One, implant gives you volume. Two, a lift will raise the nipple position and possibly cut out some of the looser skin so it reshapes the breast.
Okay.
Think of it this way. All of a sudden, your breast is like, you have a dress that is too big and you have to retailor it. And
right.
That's what a lift is.
That makes sense. I mean, I know also for like the stomach area, because she's always had a flat stomach, because she was a horseback rider, she played sports growing up, and she said this is the first time in her life where she's felt like she doesn't have as much control of her muscles in her stomach, well, like she did in the first pregnancy. She could actually feel her muscles kind of stretching that first time. And this time around, she said she didn't feel anything. It just kind of let go and just allowed the baby to be. But, I mean, would you say that the stomach area and those muscles that normally are very tight are harder to get back? Or do you think that's still very possible? You just have loose skin over it?
Well, once again, it's two things.
Okay.
Two different details. Number one, the muscles. It's not her fault. It's not that she didn't work out enough. Because of hormones during pregnancy, the space between the two muscles right in the middle, it's called the rectus muscle.
Mm-hmm.
The space tends to widen, and that's not a muscle. So no number of sit-ups would help you, because it's just fascia, which is, think of it as tissue that doesn't tighten, doesn't widen, it just sits there.
Oh, God, that
sounds
awful.
So sit-ups won't tighten it.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean it's anything bad, but it does give you a different contour. And in some women, that happens more than others.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue, usually that women will consider doing something about, is the skin stretches. Mm-hmm. And if the skin stretches so much, once you've delivered the baby, it doesn't retract enough, that loose skin, the only way to get rid of it is cutting it out. Now, in some lesser situations, you may be able to tighten it with different energies like laser and, more importantly, radio frequency,
2 minutes.
Which is something I do all the time. But if you have skin hanging, the only way to get rid of it is cut it out.
Okay.
And here we're not even talking about weight. If you gain weight, yes, lose it. Maybe you'll need some reshaping with liposuction.
And when you say cut it out, is that the same as doing a tummy tuck?
Well, the tummy tuck generally involves both, but
okay.
Yes. Like in a tummy tuck where you cut out the skin. And in majority of tummy tucks, you will tighten the muscles, because most women that have stretched skin will have the muscles separating as well.
Okay.
Well, one more thing to jump in that I get as a question. Stretch marks.
Yes.
Think of it as a mini tear in your skin.
Is that what they are?
And it's not going to go away. Nothing you did. It's not that you did anything wrong. You may be more prone to it.
1 minute.
Your skin tends to do that.
And do you feel that different skin types and different ethnicities will show the stretch marks a little bit more than others? And
well, skin color,
right,
thickness all makes a difference.
Okay.
But I bet you want to know a lot more about that.
I always have questions. Yes, absolutely. I'm always talking about this. But I do know that you are working on a book about this specific topic.
30 seconds. I am, and I'm very passionate about women and what they can get done, how they can be better.
Great, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back on the Dr. Mitch Show on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Join us when we come back.
You're clear.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, Realtors is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Your mic is on.
Hello, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show. I am here with Nick Nikloff, and we were talking about bikini bodies. And I think we left off on talking about your book, which I actually did not know that much about, which I would love to hear more about.
Well, the book is not about bikini bodies.
Well.
The book is about mothers trying to feel good about themselves.
Okay.
And certainly still in process. So I don't want to say a whole lot about it except for the fact that for me, it just happens to be something I'm passionate about. And maybe it's out of respect for my mother, who I think is one of the most amazing women ever. But women go through a lot bringing children into the world, and somehow, although they feel good about their children, they sometimes feel like they get lost in all that, their identity, this feeling of self, and finding a way to regain that is very important.
Absolutely.
Because I do think it makes them better mothers, and I think it makes them better wives, and it makes them better members of society. Not to mention they're happier. So that's what the book is about. And it's something I happen to feel very strongly about. And
was your wife also a little bit of an inspiration for this book as well?
Yes, because she works very hard. She runs a huge company. And at the same time, she's a mother. And yes, occasionally a wife too. You know, husbands always have to complain. But it takes a lot out of you. And I've seen the struggle she's gone through just trying to keep all of these things together,
right,
and not to lose any sense of self, but still be the person who she is. While at the same time, she's a mother, she's a wife, and be the person who she started this whole journey being.
Right. No, that sounds great. I can't wait to be...
Enough preaching on that.
Yeah. Well, I am very excited for your book, and hopefully it will be done soon so we can all go out and read it and buy it. We also need to come up with a name for you. So anyone
for me?
Well, for the book.
I think I have a name, but for the book, it'd be great.
Yes.
Because I'm still trying to find what would be the best name. So maybe we'll have a contest.
Yeah.
Contest on the radio and figure out what the best name would be.
That sounds like a plan. I also want to talk about the fact that you do have a daughter, right? And how old is she again?
She's 17.
She's 17. Now, do you feel that growing up in Beverly Hills and in Los Angeles, and obviously with the mass media that is here in Hollywood, do you feel like that she has gone through any sort of pressures to look a certain way or to have a nose job or breast implants or like any sort of things like that? Has she come to you and told you anything about that?
Well, any teenager, you don't have to be 17. It starts much earlier. You don't feel real comfortable with yourself, whether you're a boy or a girl.
Right. I agree.
For me, maybe it's been longer for me to remember, but for you, it hasn't been as long. It's an awkward time.
It's definitely an awkward time, but I do feel like, you know, growing up in Maine, I grew up in a small town, and most of the media that I got was just solely on television, movies, and in magazines. And I don't feel like that I had the same amount of pressure as the high schoolers and, you know, college students and stuff like that have here as I did over there. I feel like I felt the pressures later when I moved out here versus when I grew up there. So I think depending on where you grow up and what type of media you're surrounded by is what depends on the pressures that you're getting. So I'm just saying that having lived in New York as well and coming out here, I have witnessed and heard 12-year-olds talking about getting a nose job and asking their parents for one as a birthday gift or a Christmas present or anything
just
like that.
Just planning ahead.
No,
put it this way. L.A. is full of people who plan ahead.
No, but I'm talking
That's
about,
what you're saying.
No, they want to have them now. These 12-year-olds, like yesterday when we were in Venice, this one girl was talking to her father about getting a nose job. And the girl could not have been more than 12 or 13 years old. There's no way. She looked so incredibly young. And they were actually having this conversation. It baffled me, and I just think that's ridiculous.
Well, there are two parts to this. Yes, 12 is not even in the ballpark. But as a parent, I think it's important to have that conversation. Because
the conversation to not have a nose job?
No. The conversation with your child.
Right.
Yes, you want to have this, acknowledge it, acknowledge their feelings, discuss it. Because if they don't talk to you, they'll be talking to someone else. And
right.
You're much more in a position where you can guide the process and you can help them understand why this is not the time to do it.
Right, because their bodies are still changing.
Exactly.
And still growing,
and
yeah.
Why they should wait. But that is always, for me at least, it's always better having that discussion. And I'd rather speak to my daughter or my son about any of this than having a stranger giving an opinion, which may stick with them. Mm-hmm. And for me, not to have that input and giving them an honest opinion of what's going to work.
But I feel like I'm hearing more conversations now from young kids than I did when I was growing up about them wanting to get all kinds of different things. And not just from girls, you know, talking about nose jobs or breast implants, but from guys as well, talking about how they want chest implants or like calf implants or different things like that. And I'm just wondering where is that disconnect or where is that coming from?
That is a whole show. And maybe we can do a show on that.
Yeah.
But very briefly to answer your question, I think it's very important to mature physically.
First,
as a girl, 16 absolute minimum, and that's physically. And for me, it's usually later, at least 17. And for boys, minimum 17, and prefer to wait closer to 18.
Okay.
That's for physical maturation. Emotionally, well, you just have to see where they are. Because whatever you change, you have to live with it for the rest of your life.
Right.
And if you're going to live with something for the rest of your life, you better make a good choice and not what you think is going to be cute tomorrow at the party that someone is giving.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. Well, it has been lovely talking with you, Dr. Nicholas. And I am going to have a lovely week, and I'm going to go work out some more to make sure that I get into that bikini body because, you know,
30 seconds.
Who knows who's taking a picture of us. But thank you for listening to the Dr. Nick Show. Obviously, we are here with Nick Nikloff, and I am your co-host, Holly Brooks, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Hopefully you guys all have a lovely week, and we will talk to you next week as well. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will, and thanks for offering to send selfies to everyone.
Be clear. Thanks, guys.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at LifestyleTalkRadio.com.